The third day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of St. James the monk. On this day, St. James the ascetic monk departed. This father denounced the world since his young age, and he dwelled in a cave for 15 years, during which he exerted himself with long fasting and frequent prayers, and he never left the cave all that time. The devil was envious of him, and so he enticed a wicked woman who decorated herself and went to him. She tried to seduce him to commit sin with her, but he preached to her and reminded her of the torment of fire of hell and the judgment and the eternal punishments. She repented and went back to the city, thanking God, who granted her to return from the way of eternal death to the way of eternal life. God performed many miracles by the hands of St. James, and when the Lord willed to relieve him from the toil of this futile world, he fell ill for a short time and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, St. Hedra of the Rock of Benhadab departed. He was the first monk to settle on the Rock of Benhadab for his love of the solitary life, rejecting the ways of this vain world. During his days, there was an ascetic man who was known for his spiritual deeds and virtues, whose name was Judah. This Judah, because of his simplicity, had not believed in the resurrection of the bodies. God, the lover of mankind, did not will for this hermit to perish in such disbelief, and so he guided him to St. Hedra. And this man told St. Hedra of his disbelief in resurrection. But St. Hedra converted him from his error and exhorted and explained to him the doctrine of resurrection. And he told this man that the Lord Jesus Christ was the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. St. Judah believed and thanked St. Hedra, for he had enlightened him. St. Hedra became well known for his godliness and piety, and the Lord made many miracles by his hands. Many came to St. Hedra to receive his blessing and prayers, and this father endured the life of the wilderness and asceticism. He became ill for a short time and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.